Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another thought-provoking episode on the silsila The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are well. Don't forget, when you are making dua, to also make dua for the Ummah. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that for the sake of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, that He grants relief to the Ummah, shifa to those who are sick and suffering, and protection against the oppressors. Well, today is another thought-provoking topic of discussion, and we'll be focusing on something that we all need to do and we all need to not do. In Islam, a human being's dignity and honor are highly valued. A person may spend months, years to develop their reputation, and within moments it could be shredded to pieces. Perhaps it could be their own fault, or a third party is finding faults in them and advertising their shortcomings, their weaknesses. So human dignity, human honor is highly valued, highly prized, especially when they are fellow Muslims. And to safeguard this honor, Islam prohibits any type of action that might compromise another person's respectability, that would tarnish another person's reputation, their image. A blessed hadith mentions the honor, the wealth, the life of a Muslim is haram. It is forbidden upon another Muslim. We are not allowed to violate these things. And so we'll also share, inshallah al-kareem, in today's episode, ways where we can train our brain to avoid finding faults with people and to conceal their faults, because we are humans, we forget, we make mistakes, we err, we commit sins, because we are human beings, we are not angels. Well, we are not in the category of the prophets and the Rusul alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Those categories are ma'asoom, they are sinless, incapable of committing sins. But you and I are the everyday sinners. We know ourselves, and Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu knows us as well. So stay tuned for the discussion on concealing faults and avoiding to find faults with others. The beloved master, the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure, for your happiness, for the happiness of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahul Kareem. Time is fast, life is short. What matters is the now, is the present. As per the advices of His Eminence, Amir Ahlul Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a great saint and scholar of Islam who is followed by tens of millions around the world. He advises us every day. reconnect with the glorious Quran and recite the Quran Sharif, starting with at least 3 verses of the glorious Quran. The English translation is available, Kanzul Iman, Miftahul Ihsan, the English commentary is available, hard copy, soft copy. You will learn so much, it's unbelievable. Every day, recite large amounts of salawat, durood paak. Your minimum aim per day should be 313 times. Recite zikrullah, istighfar throughout the day. Make sincere tawbah. Turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how far a person has gone off the track, the door of tawbah, of repentance, is still open for you and I. Every day, learn something of deen. Learn the dua for the day. Learn and practice the sunnah. Abstain from sins. Fulfill rights of others. Be punctual with your salahs and perform them correctly. And obey Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Let's listen to a lovely kalam and we'll continue with this discussion on concealing faults. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him."
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد
آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala. نام محمد
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد.
When Allah will ask, "What have you brought?" I will then say, "The name of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم."
دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی, کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, rakho lahad mein jis dam aziz ho, mujhko sunana naam-e Muhammad dil ka ujala نام محمد
صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
Oh my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
اپنے رضا کے قربان جاؤں مرشد پیا کے قربان جاؤں جس نے سکھایا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. I'm sure you enjoyed that lovely kalam. You'll find more like these on YouTube by visiting, by typing in Naat Production. That's the official page of Dawud Islami. So many beautiful, different naats by different reciters. Get your offspring used to it, to listening and reciting as well. May Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again, take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyeen Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Human beings have this incredible ability to do immense good or great evil. Although we all have that propensity, that potential for good and bad, there's so many out there that prefer to focus on the bad of others, overlooking their good. If they had done 99 good, there are some people who focus on the one bad thing that they had done. This is like it's akin to flies which prefer to sit on impure wounds instead of the rest of the body. Such unfortunate people waste their time, waste their efforts in searching for the shortcomings of other people in order to expose them, in order to assassinate their characters, in order to tarnish, to damage their reputation. I know this person and that person, they love to point out faults in others. So you know what's happening now? If I think like this, if I say these things, I am finding that fault in them. They have this fault, but to justify that, you know what? No, it's not me, it's others. If it's not me, if I don't have that nasty habit, that evil habit, alhamdulillah. If I do have it, repent. Ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you for exposing people's faults and to give you that understanding, that ability, that enthusiasm not to do it anymore. Because it's too easy to be an armchair critic. To just sit, relax, and he's like this, and she's like that. It's easy, simple, to find the faults in other people. But if I was sincere, and there was really a fault, something wrong the person did, maybe a sin the person committed, if I was sincere, what is the right thing to do? What does Islam teach us? To rectify the person in private. As this, the pious ones mention, if you rectify your brother in private, privacy, away from the ears and eyes of everybody else, you have done him a great favor. But if you have done so in public, then you have humiliated him, you have disgraced him. So in privacy, look, whether the person agrees, accepts or not, that's not in your control. But as a well-wisher, we should inform the person privately that, you know what, I heard you doing this, I saw you doing this, or it has come to my attention that certain things you are doing, and then advise the person. Point out the fault if you need to in privacy and advise them to refrain from that. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Noble Quran, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and do not search for hidden faults. The evil and despicable act of publicizing somebody's shortcomings, regarding that, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly told us, whosoever seeks the faults of his Muslim brother, Almighty Allah will reveal his faults. And whosoever's faults Almighty Allah will reveal, he will be humiliated even whilst in his house. Mufti Ahmad Irkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions regarding this hadith, the divine order dictates that whosoever defames somebody without reason, Allah Almighty will defame him. So think about that. If I become defamed, even in my own home, the first thing I need to think about, have I defamed anybody else? Who have I insulted, slandered, belittled? The master of the jurists, Imam Azam, Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, our Imam, he went to the wudu area of Jami' Masjid Kufa. He saw a young man performing wudu, and from the droplets of the wudu, the musta'mal, the used water, he saw the sin of that young man of disobeying his parents, and he said, my dear son, repent from the sin of disobeying your parents. He said, I make tawbah, I repented. He saw another person making wudu. From his water droplets, he said, my brother, repent from the sin of zina, fornication. He said, I repented. And yet another person, the great Imam said, repent from the sin of drinking wine, of listening to songs and music. He humbly said, I repented. And so he was able to see through kashf. And so he supplicated to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to remove this ability from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. And thereafter, those unveilings had ceased. For some, it's a form of entertainment. The juicy gossips, who's doing, what are they doing? And the person wants to spread it. You know what I know about that fellow, about that person. You know what he did? The juicy, juicy gossips. And that's backbiting. If you know the person did something wrong, you know, who are you to go and advertise it and expose that person when you're supposed to be concealing it? Think about that. The person engages in backbiting. The person may engage in slandering, buhtan. It is worse than backbiting. And not just him, but his audience who are there to listen to that, to not object, to not change the subject or walk away, excuse themselves, but they want, they're all part of this juicy gossiping. A person may enter the masjid, perform their salah. They may have earned some reward. And the moment they step out and huddle together, and the backbiting starts, there's nothing better to talk about. You've taken the rewards of your salah that you just performed, of the recitation of your Quran, of dhikrullah, and thrown it into the ocean. How unfortunate these people are. But don't look at others, look at ourselves. Am I guilty of that? Ask ourselves. We need to protect our good deeds with good intentions, with doing it properly. We're not engaging in sinful activities. Like backbiting is a cancer. Rather conceal the faults of others. By exposing, by defamation, we will become defamed. And it could even lead to legal issues. They call it defamation. They could take the person to the police, to court, that Your Honor, this person is found guilty of defamation. Person could be behind bars. Their own reputation will be, you see, we try to defame people, and that individual got defamed because he was taken to court for defamation and put behind bars. Everybody comes to know, so-and-so is in jail. You try to defame others without any genuine shari'i reason, you will get defamed. So we need to build this mindset to conceal the faults of others. One way is as the great waliya, the great female saint, Sayyida Lady Rabi'a Basriya Adawiya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, had advised. You know what she said? She said, when a person tastes the enjoyment of divine love, Allah Almighty makes that person aware of his own shortcomings, due to which he does not remain busy in the faults of others. Rather, he remains focused on rectifying his own faults. I have too many faults. I can't count how many faults I have, how many defects and shortcomings I have regarding my salah, regarding fulfilling of the rights of my spouse, or my children, or my siblings, or my neighbors, or my parents, fellow Muslims, fellow humans. So many faults I have, yet I have time to search out other people's faults. Get closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, and that will make us aware all the time of our own shortcomings. We'll then get busy in rectifying our own shortcomings so that we don't remain busy in finding the faults in others and exposing them. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, O those who have established faith with their tongues, but faith has not entered their hearts, do not backbite others, and do not search into their hidden matters. For this reason, that whoever looks into the hidden matters of his Muslim brother, Almighty Allah will reveal his faults. Whoever's faults are revealed by Almighty Allah, that person will be disgraced, even if he is within the confines of his own home. His family will get to know about it. His neighborhood may get to know about it. Sayyid Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned that, don't search for the faults of Muslims, and do not remain engaged in finding out about the hidden states which Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed, has hidden, due to Him being the one who conceals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who conceals our faults. So who are you and I to go around doing the opposite and exposing people's faults? If somebody has a bad habit, maybe there's a sin that they do, but in private it's a weakness that they have. And you go like an investigator. Everybody praises them. Everybody thinks they are good. They are pious. They are a good orator, a good natkhan, a good qari. He's always giving charity. Everybody likes him. What dirt can I find on this person? So now, the element of jealousy, which eats up good deeds, how fire consumes wood, is going to enter. Or maybe because of the jealousy, a person may think about these things. What dirt can I find on that person? And then there's backbiting, there's slandering. The honor, the wealth, the life of a Muslim is haram upon another Muslim. Summary of hadith. When you make salam, imagine this. What is salam all about? Not just a greeting, it's also a supplication. Form of dua. Peace be upon you. And the mercy of Allah and the blessings of Allah means also that your life, your honor, your respect, your family, your wealth is safe by me. Now imagine, I'm making salam to another Muslim, but the second sentence is belittling him, is bringing down his honor and respect, is tarnishing his image, damaging his reputation, is slandering him, swearing him. Does it make sense? That's a contradiction. You're making salam one side, which means these things, that you're telling him peace upon you, be upon you, telling him mercy of Allah, blessings of Allah, that you and your family and your wealth and your life and your respect is safe by me. But now, I'm doing the complete opposite. And worse still, when they leave, I'm backbiting about him, I'm slandering about him. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the beloved and blessed messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, whoever conceals the shortcomings of his brother upon witnessing them will be made to enter Jannah, to enter paradise. So the next time you and I, we witness, we see another Muslim doing something wrong, committing a sin, I'm there to conceal it. Yes, do them a favor. When you catch them alone, tell them. Whether they accept or not, that's out of your control. Sometimes a person could be doing something wrong, but due to a lack of Islamic knowledge, they don't know they're committing a wrong. And you know what? Most of the time, the person will appreciate it. Hey, you know, I didn't know about that. Thank you so much. Jazakallahu khairah. They'll make dua for you. And yes, you will get people that even in privacy, you concealed their fault, you didn't expose them, but in privacy you told them about a certain wrong thing that they are doing, and their behavior will be like, who are you to tell me? You also do so many wrong things? They will get upset, they'll get angry. They may even sway you. You just keep quiet. You had good intentions to approach that person, to inform them what they did, what they said is wrong. So that's fine. You leave it as that. Whether they accept or not, you leave it. And then you know, maybe the person could physically threaten you. You know, don't mess with me. You're telling the man in privacy, hey, be careful. Let's watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Respected viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Do not find faults in others. Our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned very beautifully in a hadith wherein he says, one who concealed the fault of his Muslim brother, Allah Azza wa Jal will conceal his fault on the day of Qiyamah. Respected viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, listening to the beautiful ayah of the Holy Quran and to the beautiful saying of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to ask ourselves the question that are we finding fault in others? Are we exposing the faults of others? Or are we concealing the faults of others? We need to look into ourselves and see which category do we fall in. Another blessed saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, one who conceals the fault of his Muslim brother after noticing it will be admitted into paradise. Subhanallah. Many a times we see the faults of people and we notice that people are telling others about the faults of others, exposing their faults. And this, dear viewers, is a very great sin and a very despicable one, because by doing this, it causes hatred into the hearts of fellow Muslims. It causes malice into the hearts of fellow Muslims. And instead of uniting everyone, you will be disuniting everyone. So let us practice the beautiful saying of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by concealing the faults of our fellow Muslims. Insha'Allah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Always something to learn in this fragrant Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Don't allow shaitan to delay you from getting involved. Join today. Be part and parcel of the success of Dawat-e-Islami. Attend the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima. Travel with the qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami to learn the deen practically. Read the weekly booklet or listen to the audiobook. Read the monthly Fizan-e-Madina magazine. Fill out every day your nek amal, pious deeds, and monitor your progress. Download it for free from App Store or Play Store. It's about this. If you came to know about somebody's weaknesses, shortcomings, faults, did you expose it or did you conceal it? So that you're giving yourself a daily reminder of not exposing people, but of concealing their faults. If there is a great necessity and if Sharia allows it, then only you may reveal. Take for example, you know a certain brother is a drug addict or a drug dealer or a drinker, and somebody who wants to get his daughter married to that person comes to you and asks that, you know, what do you know about this person? How is he? Now in a situation like that, you don't keep quiet, because then if they do get married and this fellow doesn't stop all of that filth and sins, that poor girl is going to get hurt psychologically, emotionally, maybe physically even. So that's a time to inform. I know personally that, you know what, the guy is a drug addict, the guy is an alcoholic, whatever be the reason. In many people's minds, if they conceal the faults of another person, for some people it's temporary, but as soon as there's a dispute between that person and the other person, then everything comes flowing out. This person, you are like this, or he's like this. Whatever is hidden, whatever was concealed, now there's an issue, maybe a personal dispute between the two of y'all. Are you going to bring out all of these things? Where's the fear of the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? Where's the fear of the hereafter? Punishment in hell is severe. We can't bear it, but we'll be forced to bear it. We are too weak. We have great shortcomings. We have amassed mountains of evil deeds. We are dependent upon Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's mercy, upon the shafa'ah and intercession of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The great Prophet Sayyidina Nabi Isa, Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, has dated many people with a strong body, a handsome face, and a sweet talking tongue will be screaming in the depths of hellfire. So forget the shortcomings of others. Keep an eye rather on their excellences and keep the other eye on your own faults. This is how we must look at things. Rather look at that person's excellences with one eye and the other eye on our own individual faults. That's how we can train our brain from concealing people's faults and not exposing them. Otherwise, there will be hell to pay. We don't want hell. We don't want to, even for a split second, even for a moment, we don't want to enter the hellfire. But the things that I'm doing, the things that I say, let's be honest with ourselves. Which direction is it taking me in? The right one or the wrong one? So because these are my choices. I have that limited free will to choose the pathway, to choose the action, to choose what I say and what I do, what I see and what I hear. I have that ability. So what do I choose? Because the end of evils and sins, there's no tawbah, it's the hellfire out of the justice of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of good deeds, it's paradise out of the mercy of Almighty Allah azza wa jalla. There's such a lovely dua. At least once a day try to read this. It's sweet and short and simple. And the person can get lots of rewards. For all the believers that are out there. Allahumma ghfir li wa li kulli mu'miniyun wa mu'minah. Oh Allah, please forgive me and all the Muslim men and women. And the reward, according to scholars, is equal to the amount of all believing men and women that are there. So make that dua at least once a day. And train this brain to focus rather on our own upliftment, our own development, and our shortcomings. And work on removing the shortcomings, one by one, work on it. And you'll get somewhere. But if I am one of the unfortunate people that always, because it's juicy gossip and entertainment and amusing, finding the faults with others, it's not going to be in our benefit. Imam al-Ghazali, rahmatullah ta'ala, he says that, how should you seek forgiveness if the one you spoke bad about becomes aware of the things you said about him, but he disappears? You can't ask him for maaf, or he passes away. He says that the situation is very challenging now. He should now engage in as many good deeds as he can, that even if some deeds are given away to the one that we were backbiting about on the Day of Judgment, he will still have some remaining in his account. Also, send large amounts of Isali Thawab for that person and make dua for their forgiveness. So focus on your own faults. Busy yourself in rectifying your own faults so that we don't busy ourselves in finding the faults of others. Rather, we conceal them. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. start your day with remembrance of Allah.